The age of Trump, the Me Too movement, and Black Lives Matter are fueling new political activism on the left and new divisions within the Democratic Party. A case in point, the race for the 7th Congressional District in Massachusetts between incumbent Congressman Michael Capuano and Boston City Councilor Ayanna Pressley. WBUR's Anthony Brooks has our story about what some are calling a contest for the soul of the Democratic Party.
This race represents a generational split, among other things. Capuano is 66, from Somerville, first elected to Congress 20 years ago. Pressley is 44, from Dorchester, first elected to the Boston City Council 8 years ago, the first woman of color to serve on that body in its 108-year history. Now she's hoping for a bigger stage.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here.
On a recent morning, Pressley spoke to about three dozen people at the Juk Sing Cafe in Chinatown. The 7th Congressional District, once represented by John F. Kennedy, then Tip O'Neill, includes most of Boston, half of Cambridge and Milton, as well as Somerville, Randolph, Chelsea, and Everett.
It is the most diverse district in this delegation. It is also the most unequal, and that's why I'm running. Because I want to do something about it.
There is indeed a dramatic wealth disparity along racial lines in this district. According to the Boston Fed, white households in Greater Boston have a median net worth of about $250,000. Black households, just $8. Pressley is the daughter of a single mother and a mostly absent father who was in and out of prison. She was also a victim of sexual abuse. And she says all of these experiences give her a different lens to represent what is now the state's only majority-minority congressional district.
I share my story because it isn't one I have a monopoly on. But what we see happening in Washington right now is a lack of empathy on steroids. So I do believe the confluence of my experiences uniquely equip me to represent the needs of this entire district.
Pressley is a skilled campaigner, the top vote-getter in three city council elections. And her message appeals to people like Suzanne Lee, a community organizer and founder of the Chinese Progressive Association.
As a woman of color, you bring those experiences that you can't even explain to other people. But when you're at the table to discuss what issue we should be paying attention to and what impact that decision is going to have. So we need that in Congress.
And I am proud to stand with Mike Capuano, and it's time that we have his back because he's always had our back.
This past Saturday was Boston Pride Day, and Mike Capuano brought his re-election campaign to the South End, where the Bay State Stonewall Democrats, an LGBT advocacy group, endorsed him. Capuano casts himself as an advocate of progressive causes, ready to fight against the Trump agenda.
The potential to sit back and watch this country accept as the new normal this hatred, I think it's a horrendously dangerous situation. That's one of the many reasons I want to go back to Washington. I actually like a good fight, which is probably a bad thing. And right now we need good fighters, and I think I'm pretty good at it.
Capuano has the advantage of incumbency and the support of the Democratic establishment. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, former Governor Deval Patrick, the Congressional Black Caucus, including the civil rights icon John Lewis, have all endorsed him. And just this week, so did the Massachusetts AFL-CIO. Here's Jeremy Comeau, co-chair of the Bay State Stonewall Democrats.
After Orlando, the Orlando shooting, he was on the floor, sat on the floor of Congress to say, no more. We want gun regulations now. Mike hasn't really been silent about anything. He's been a progressive leader.
Capuano argues that if the Democrats retake the House in November, his seniority will give him significant clout. And he rejects Pressley's argument that she can better represent this increasingly diverse district.
I was raised in this district as well. This campaign should be about what can you do for this district and for this country tomorrow once we get elected. And in this particular race, I don't think anybody can match my long-term record. You just heard it here. We've fought for all kinds of issues that are important to the people in the gay community. I was doing it before it was popular.
This race isn't about policy differences. Capuano and Pressley are both progressive Democrats who would agree on most, if not all, major issues. But the Reverend Jeffrey Brown, who's backing Pressley, says this contest has huge significance.
I think this is absolutely about the soul of the Democratic Party.
Brown is a pastor at the 12th Baptist Church in Roxbury and a longtime community activist. He argues the economic disparities that are so evident in the district cry out for the change in perspective and priorities that Presley represents.
We see a party that hasn't changed, that needs to find fresh ideas. They have to be asking themselves, what are we doing that's not touching the constituencies that we hope to touch? And how can we change in order to address that? Because that's the only way to become stronger.
The last thing liberals need at this point is to have fights that are generated by personality and ego with zero issues.
This is Barney Frank, the former Bay State congressman who supports Capuano and who calls Presley's challenge bad for the Democrats.
So that money and energy that should be spent for us trying to take back the Congress is spent on internal fights.
But Ayanna Presley pushes back and says this is a fight that Democrats need.
You know, we are losing youth and women and people of color from the Democratic Party specifically. Now, why is that? Usually at the end of a family fight, they are better and they are stronger for it. And I would like to think the same will be true here.
Presley is part of a record surge of women, mostly Democrats, running for the House and Senate across the country. For his part, Mike Capuano says he understands the challenge, even welcomes it.
I think that Donald Trump is getting a lot of people upset, I think rightfully so. And I think that between him and the, you know, obviously the Me Too movement, Black Lives Matters, the gun issue, has engendered a lot of activism in people. I think that's a good thing.
This is pretty much the first time Capuano has had to work hard to defend his seat since he was elected 20 years ago. The challenge from Presley also means for the first time in a while, voters in the 7th District have a choice. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.